On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Welcome to Audio Whiplash number 64. Rob over there.
G'day.
I was under strict orders there.
Don't trample on my pint opening.
Oh, it foamed.
See, look at that. Yeah.
Stand by, folks.
That's a sound of a man enjoying a moment. And whatever didn't make it in is now resting in his beard.
Saving it for later.
Foamy goodness. Sorry about that. Yeah, it sounds like the show is being recorded in a submarine.
We've gone from a septic tank.
Yeah, depth charge goes out.
A pool. Yeah.
Waiting for the ping of the German U-boat to come back.
Hoping it doesn't.
Yes. Oh, it's much closer.
How you doing, man?
Where to start, man? Where to start? On the way over here, so to me, it's such a delight coming to the studio since it's in a lovely part of town. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, and you know what? I need...
It's an upgrade from the previous studio.
Okay, no. And the building you live in,
yes,
quite nice.
Yeah.
It's just some of the ne'er-do-wells that...
Circulate around.
Around it. Yeah. Well, there's a beer store, right? Yeah. Anytime there's a beer store...
A beer store and a McDonald's.
Guy wearing winter boots and a tracksuit.
Love it.
No, I don't.
Love it.
I don't.
It's a great look.
And his hood is pulled up. And okay, ladies and gentlemen, the pants and the top are matching. They're all that track pant gray.
No logo
or anything on it.
Right.
Winter boots and the hood pulled up. And some old generic crappy winter jacket. And I'm like, you're a dirt.
Walking into the same beer store I am.
Yeah. Only he's leaving with a can of Laker. One, ladies and gentlemen, one can.
This is why you're a staunch LCBO guy.
Man, a better class of people and a better better cut of beer. Now the beer store's come a long way.
Yeah. Right? Well, some of them. Depends on the size of them. Depends, as you've mentioned, on the location of them, right?
Any store, they're going to carry what that area sells.
Yep. Nope, it's true,
I don't need to carry that Chambly Blanche because nobody's coming in for it. But do you have that $1 beer? I'd have me a couple of those.
I got $2.97. Yeah. Could you just spot me the third Laker, right? Like, come on.
Listen. You know I've seen that just recently. Can I put this 20 cents on my debit card? I have $2.80 in 47 coins, but I'm still 20 cents short. Can I put it on debit?
Ugh. Well, no, leave.
So when the guy said, so he's behind me, and he said, hey, guy. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm just going to reach in my pocket and grab me 2 dimes. And I looked over and went, you're a deadbeat loser. Forget it.
I'm just going to stand here and rub these dimes together.
I'm going to put my 8 pints in my backpack and wander away.
My Carling, my Lakeport to your Laker.
You know I have a discerning palate, yeah. And I don't go in for that.
No Carling, no Lakeport?
No. Not at all.
When you think back to tougher times.
Wildcat strong.
Yeah, okay. College days or whatever it might have been. Times are tough. And you got to make it go a long way.
Wildcat strong, or there was a Carling strong for a while. Of course it's the strong beers too, yeah. Right?
Do they still make Wildcat?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I don't think I'm familiar with that.
It was a Labatt's product, I think. Or at least Labatt's had maybe bought them out.
Okay.
I was living in London. I'm sure Wildcat was everywhere, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was trash, but I didn't, you know what? I was 20. What do I know?
What are you going to do, right? And 20 and broke. That's the beer.
I'm going to drink it and take my shirt off and swing it over my head. Woo! Good times.
Even with the upgraded beers, the activities that follow haven't changed.
Nice to see that 2 decades plus has gone by and nothing else has changed.
It's a nice tank house, but still a shirt swinging good time.
Yelling, jeering, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
A couple of things
to touch
on. Don't
ever change, man. Don't ever change.
One creepier than the other. So let's save the creepy one. In case it gets real bad, and we can check out.
You can put the muffler right on the show. Okay.
So can the listener.
Yep. Forget it. I'm checking out.
The CRTC has passed an act, which for those of you who don't know, most of you probably do. The Canadian Radio Television Communications Department, whatever it's supposed
agency.
To be. Yeah. There's no letter for it. It's just, you know,
the CRTC. It's hanging out there.
Yeah, it can be whatever you want it to be. They have recently enacted, as part of what seems to be over the last 3 years, some big time sweeping acts in a lot of areas, kind of an anti-spam legislation that means you have to have permission to send out email notifications, stuff like that on. So if you sign up for someone's newsletter, they're free to send it to you. They are not free to just start emailing you flyers. And this was geared towards much bigger fish, right? Your major companies that just bombard you with shit all over the place in your mailbox and in your email and online, wherever you go.
Amazon
is a huge... And they're not stupid, eh? Because like...
That's how you become a gazillionaire.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know much about that.
No.
When you sit there and you shop
for... See the guy rubbing his 2 dimes together. I'm Oprah rich. See these 2 dimes, buddy? That's it, right? That's the extent of my power.
Yeah. Everything else just went into these 8 pints.
This is it.
Yeah.
See you later.
Amazon, yeah. You can be shopping for... Like for me, sometimes last year I can remember I was looking for the mixing board for the studio here.
Okay. I was going to say, be very careful
nah.
with what you let out on the...
Yep.
I was searching for double-ended dildos.
Why stop at 2 ends?
Yeah. Can I get a 3rd prong on this bad boy? I got friends coming over.
It's going to be a big night. So I'm looking at mixing boards. We're staying with mixing boards. We can discuss my internet history later. And I'm pricing a lot of them out. I'm looking at what do I need, what don't I need. I'm looking at... And within 2 days, they are emailing me specifically about audio mixing boards, right? Yeah. So it's not just like this week's flyer. It's, hey, know you're looking for this. It's on today for $20 off. And, you know, you're talking about something substantially more expensive than that. You're like, I don't know, that $20 could go away. I should buy this now, right? Yeah. Like it's so.
Were you making that sound, dude?
Or that was the other thing.
That's the holdover from the double-ended dildos.
Exactly.
I'm getting sweaty just thinking about it.
So, anyway, that's just a side. The Amazon especially, they stay right on you. They know what books you're looking at. They know what whatever and how to recommend shit to you. They're not, they're for no dummies. But
for sure.
So this story was anyway that a small one-man business out of his home has been dinged $15,000 for breaking this.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Part of the thing is nobody subscribed to anything. Like nobody signed up and clicked, yes, we wish to receive.
Right.
And there's no unsubscribe option.
Right.
So
it's just a flyer. Like he was doing some kind of, I think it was online marketing now. I can't remember what his, And so he sent a flyer to where he got these email addresses. We don't know. 50 people complained, and they smacked him with a $15,000. And so there's a bit of outrage on both sides. One being that, oh, he's just a one-man business, and only 50 people complained. And on the other side,
it's... I read that and went, yeah, a mere 50 complainers, whiners, bitchers. And I'm like, it's 50 people.
Yeah, 50 to 1 on a little one-man.
Well, and this is it, right? And you go... For every 50 who complained, you know there's 12 who went, I hate that shit, and then just did nothing about it.
Yeah.
So those 50 people really represent, in my head, 500.
Probably. It's fun to exaggerate.
That's what I do.
So, to me, like, I don't know what your stance is on this. It goes up exponentially, right? That Rogers has already been fined for this. There was a couple other big companies that had been already dinged for this at much, much higher numbers. And so I still think it's all relative.
Somebody got fined $1.1 million.
Yeah. I think that's the maximum you're allowed to be. And they were showing early on, we're not fucking around here. Because Rogers is also a terrible – I'm a Rogers internet subscriber here, right? And they email me my bill. You go, yeah, okay, I suppose that's fair. And – a thousand other things. It doesn't matter how many times you unsubscribe. It's like, hey, with your Rogers internet, and now they get to go, yeah, see, it's about his. But you could also order this TV package and join this contest and whatever.
Go
fuck yourself, right? And so this little guy who's doing the exact same thing to me deserves no.
Well, that's the big Price is Right wheel there, right, where you spin it, and that little bastard just happened to be, you know, right there. Because part of the thing is they want to go, okay, Rogers – Kellogg's, I think, was on there. And just in terms of big companies, they go, we're going to get you, but we're also going to get you, you little pesky bastard. If you think that we can't monitor this, if we can't be on top of all this, yeah, we're going to crush you as well.
And I spoke to someone about this story on the weekend who said, you're running, you know, these podcasts off a certain thing. Wouldn't you like to have a little more freedom on how you get the word out? And you go, a little bit. But not at the price I'm paying on the other end already, right?
Okay, like, and the scary thing is, when they're talking about the other part of that legislation, which was the RPA, I think they called it.
Yes, coming into July, I think.
Right, which was, you know, right for personal, whatever it was just.
We'll share the article on the Facebook page and a talk in.
The idea that now if I send anybody an email unsolicited.
Right.
Right? That they could turn around and sue me.
Yeah, and so I wonder what that looks like. Like, we're getting off topic a little bit here, but that is coming, and it is part of the legislation.
Well, but to me, that was the biggest part of that whole thing was, this is the slope that you enter onto.
It's going down to a personal level, not just a...
Right, where it's kind of like, can you send me an email saying that you consent to us communicating about catching a bus later on to go to a movie?
Right, like, you and I know each other. We've clearly consented in the past to send emails to you, but I say to you tomorrow, hey, go fuck your hat. You don't care for it. Is that now enough? I didn't consent to that email, right?
Yeah,
like
that's harassment.
So you wonder how far it's going to go. We've both coached athletes in the past.
I'm now afraid to open my email, my inbox, because
just don't click send.
There may be harassing emails in there.
Maybe.
Yeah, quite likely.
Yeah, exactly.
When you hang out with the crowd of people, I do. Yeah.
Take a look at the Talkan audio Twitter page responses. It's harassment every fucking day.
For sure.
What's wrong with you people? Why are you still listening?
I didn't ask for this.
But I wonder if, like, the people on the other side of this who want to defend it say you're killing small businesses and their ability to, like, to me, this goes very strongly, and it's a little different, but how many times do you open your personal mailbox at home and it's just stuffed full of flyers and shit that you didn't, you know, coupons and whatever else, right? That you go, who the fuck is just bombarding? And you can see who it is. I get it when it comes in the newspaper, right? They've kind of paid or whatever.
I don't mind the grocery store flyers because that they're just firing those out everywhere.
But that
it's the ones that come to resident or occupant of, and it has your, and you're like, ah.
Well, how about just the fucking every restaurant in this general area stuffing mailboxes full of menus and coupons and shit, and you go, no one asked for this.
Are you serious?
What do you mean?
Are you telling me that you're against any...
I know what I like. I'm not venturing outside of my three favorite delivery places. That's all.
Because I'm thinking...
I don't want it, man. And what disgusts me the most, and it seems like such a little thing until you actually start to think about it, on what scale across the world, when 95% of this shit just, you grab it out of the mailbox and throw it in the trash, is that not a pretty easy place to start with having a green society?
Yeah.
Forget emails. You can't just start mailing people your specials for the week that didn't request them, right? Like, it's all, it just gets turned around and chucked right back in the garbage.
Do you know how many people out there love flyers? They go, I didn't get my flyers. I didn't get my McDonald's coupons in the mail.
Get a life.
Somebody's withholding those. Subscribe, I think that fucking mailman is taking my McDonald's coupons. And you're like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there would be backlash if you tried to say, yeah, we're not sending you the new Metro coupons or the new Metro flyer that says what the specials are this week.
So sign up for it.
Well, okay, you know what? For sure. Now, I think we're starting to reach a point where everybody under the age of 60 has it on their phone with the app that says this is what's on sale.
Even if you still want it in snail mail, register with Canada Post. I'm open to this. But allow everyone who's just throwing out piece of garbage after piece of garbage to stop wasting all this fucking... Like, and we're way off here on what we started talking about.
That's also what we do.
Yeah, but to me, you have a whole group of politicians that spend time talking about wanting to be more green and a healthier Canada and this and that. Canada Post, directly under your... Stop allowing that. Stop allowing... I'm one guy in one building, and I see the number of each week I get 10 to 12 pieces like that across the fucking country, how much garbage is being turned around and thrown right back out. It's fucking terrible, man.
You hope they're recycling it.
We could probably cut it off before it gets to that point.
Agreed.
Yes.
Right. And I don't check my mail. I also have live in a condo. So,
yeah.
Man, I check it once every 2 weeks. Because really, what am I getting in the mail?
Yeah. Bills and garbage.
Well, even that. If I get a bill in the mail, I'm getting to a point where I think I've signed up for
everything.
For e-billing everywhere. Yeah. If you're still sending me a paper bill, guess what? Go crap in your hat, because that's it. Because that's it, right? You send it to me, to my email. That's all. I don't care about the rest.
Yeah.
Don't send me the paper, because I'm just recycling that as well.
So do you think $15,000 to homie running his little home business was too harsh?
Yeah. When you look at, in terms of...
I'm not sure I do. I don't know if I have any sympathy for... You broke the law just like Rogers broke the law. Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
And I, like I said, it was thrown right back in my face. It said, if you had the freedom to do that, you might get to grow these shows a little quicker. You might and you go, yeah, I get it, but...
And as it was painted, he's running this small business out of the basement of his house, right? Very little overhead, and he's not making a pile of cake. He's just trying to get going, right? Whammo! You look at that $1.1 million that whatever it was. It was a Fortune 500 company of some variety. Yeah, exactly. They're just like, whatever.
Nuisance. We're going to keep doing this.
This guy, his that 15 grand.
Probably killed him.
That just crushes his company.
Yep. Well, you'll be smarter when you start the next one out of your basement.
Well, you know what? There you go. Right there. Survival of the fittest. You obviously were too dumb to run your own business. You deserve to get crushed. You know what? I've just been swayed. Yep. Screw you, buddy.
Yep. And you have, because we're not above this, you can, at tallcanaudio.com, there's an annoying little pop-up that comes up. You can put your email address in, but you've opted into that, right? Now you've given me permission.
Right. But that guy's sitting up there going, I am one of a million people across this country doing this.
Yep.
And yet, the big eye in the sky.
Sound me.
Goes
fuck.
Zing. Look at that guy right there. Wham, wham, wham. and so I get it.
Yeah.
There is that certain part where you go, oh, are you kidding me?
It's not like I don't feel a little bit for him, but
it's too late.
Saw it coming.
Yeah, heartless, soulless bastard.
I think he got what he deserved.
All right. Sorry, buddy.
But not really.
Yep. You've just been put on notice. Be better than that. If you come back with another business, be better than that.
Or another 15 grand.
Yeah, exactly. Or whammo. This time it may be 25 complainers. And Matt will be first in line to be one of those
50
people.
Email addresses.
This is exactly. How many addresses can I open up?
Yeah.
And I'm complaining.
And then I can turn around and vote douchebags into the All-Star game with those addresses next year.
Yeah. Three-prong noir at hotmail.com.
How did you know the Amazon order?
Okay, there you go.
This is an awkward segue into the next topic.
Yeah, okay. Click. Everybody, let your minds go. Okay. Here we go.
The FBI has recently hauled a guy into court on child pornography charges. You can go ahead and check out here if you'd like. They then were asked by the court to reveal how they had essentially, without getting into all the details, how they had found this guy. And they decided rather than reveal how they're doing that, they would let a kiddie porn guy walk rather than reveal their sources or reveal how they were doing it. Now, essentially, I guess they've purchased a website that – not purchased. They busted a website that does this sort of stuff or provides this sort of material but then continued to run it as a way to reel people in, which is – I don't know. I guess there's some people saying it's underhanded. I don't – if it's a way to – there's only one reason to go to a website like that, and if you're headed there, you probably deserve to be busted.
Well, and I'm trying to think of the term, and just as we're talking about it right now, the idea that of being set up by –
like entrapment or
– Yes, entrapment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Not totally familiar with what the dark web is or
– Yeah. There, for people who don't know, there's a few different internets out there that – only the government can access, or only perverts can access, or whatever.
Yeah.
And how perverted do you have to be that you can't find it on the normal internet?
Well, because there's a lot of perverted shit on the regular internet.
For sure, man.
Well, and you know what? And so
Amazon.
Yeah. There's a bunch of things going on with that, right? So I'm looking at and first of all, so this guy that they've got their hooks into.
Yeah.
Right, he is one of 1,200 email addresses that they've got a hold of, out of an estimated 15,000
one website.
Okay, and honestly, so I'm reading through this article, and you go, okay, and you know what? You become immune to a lot of things just from reading the newspaper, watching the evening news, right? And you go, okay, child porn, and you just sort of. The name of the website, which honestly
that caught me as well.
Every time I read it, it's like I think I just puked a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah.
The name of the website was called Playpen.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, I got you know what?
There's no chance of not knowing what's coming here, right?
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it, and it's not like I can't even you can't even justify it at all, right? Like you have your hey, I go in for 16-year-olds. That's kind of my...
Yeah.
No, Playpen is associated with toddlers.
Yeah.
All right? And so to me, it's just... It's so repulsive that...
Now, the case that the FBI is trying to make, and I don't totally disagree, is that in order for them to have gotten you, you A, had to have this dark web, B, find the website, C, log in and provide your... So you
and
didn't,
download, I think.
Didn't accidentally get swept into this, right? Like, you were found because you were clearly trying to access this material. I guess, on the other side of the coin, I sort of understand what the defense here is trying to say in terms of your... It was dirty pool for you to take over this website for the sole purpose of bringing these people in. But
man, it's such a slippery slope.
It is, because as a freedom of all kinds of things guy on one side, but you go, yeah, but these are the really fucking, but where do you draw the line, right?
This is it. And you know what? To me, and it goes without saying that neither one of us, right? Mm-hmm. Crimes against children, the disabled, and the elderly, most heinous crimes in society, right? So to me,
sure.
If you are trying, if there is a greater good, there's also nothing saying to me that they're dropping this. And the guy's name was in the article.
Yes.
Right?
I don't remember it. It's not, yeah.
If it's not of interest, I certainly do remember it.
Okay. Well, I have no problem dropping it, but.
Anyways.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It'll. You know what? We'll share the article and you can read it if you want to read it.
So the deal here is there's no saying that this guy. They're not going to get him on something like Al Capone on tax evasion, right?
Yeah.
The CRA won't be checking into this guy, or there won't be unpaid speeding
find
tickets
something else.
That he is going to get clamped down on, right? So,
sure. No, that's a good point. But it,
when the feds have you, the feds have you in one way or another, right? It's just a matter of –
but there's it's such – the optics even of it from the other side going, yeah, you know what? We'd rather keep our secrets than get this
creep. Then there's the next – well, and to me, I think the idea was that it's in pursuit of a bigger creep or
yep.
or the ones who are the actual purveyors of – more of this, who are...
Well, except right now, they're kind of the purveyors of it. I get for a greater good.
Yikes.
But
see, that's just...
it's shitty to think, but the U.S. government is running a child pornography website. They have their reasons for doing it, but that's the story here right now.
Huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, to think, well, you know what? If we tell you how we're getting you... then we'll stop getting you that way, so we're going to let this guy go.
Allow you to get around it.
And so you go, fuck, that's messed up.
But then
right?
How do they get the next guy? Will they not be presented with the same problems down the road?
You were going to cite this case in every...
Or is it in different jurisdictions? Because I also read that, right, in terms of certain circuits or jurisdictions
yeah.
and how they read or interpret the law.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it. But
right?
Man, it's just like, it's such a weird thing where you go, yeah, you know what? It's not a great thing that they're doing, but they're doing it to go after not great people.
Yeah.
You should have the – holy fuck. It's hard to feel bad for this guy, especially since he's walking scot-free now.
Right.
And it's hard – you kind of have to look at it like it's not this guy that you're standing up for, right? It's – I don't know, man. I have a hard time faulting them for what yeah. they're doing here. I should probably, but
– And to me, oof. I don't even know how you – because again, right, now, you know what? You're hearing about it all the time, right, in terms of we're standing here touting, you know, in a backhanded, a roundabout way, sort of, you know, freedom from Big Brother and these sorts of things, right, that we need to be able to – now, granted, nowhere in anywhere in your rights and freedoms does it say –
this right. is okay.
Clearly, that's not. I'm just saying,
yeah.
where do you?
Yeah.
But you know what? They've already said, and we've done shows on
uh-huh.
on cellular coverage and already looking at what you're doing or the ability to, in the name of security and everything else. I think if we had, and I'm a firm believer, if we had any idea how much
yeah.
our rights are being impinged upon.
Impinged upon.
Yeah, I don't even know if impinged is. Infringed upon, but in terms
impugned.
Of in anyways.
Yeah.
Right. If you get it, right.
Sure.
In terms of if we had any idea of exactly what was happening to our information out there, anyways, I think we'd be horrified. So
to me, it's
likely farcical that we're sitting here going, well, we can't really have that because
I just
so let's let the perverts go free, the child molesters and the yeah.
There was something to me that the because you're right. This is hardly, you know, a pebble in the fucking mountain.
Right.
I don't think that's an expression either. But
yeah. The first pebble in a landslide.
Sure.
Thank you. Impinging.
But the juxtaposition of government versus child pornographer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like that. You kind of it was just an interesting one to look and go. Holy fuck, who's the bad guy here, right? Like, or who's the good guy, or who should you be outraged for?
Yeah,
or,
well, it's one of those things, right, where you just sort of go,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do this and see if I can, but I don't get it. To me, that's the real fuzzy gray area is where do you find that spot where, okay, I've been asked now to provide my sources.
Yep. I'd rather not.
So, but where down the line do you get around that? And
yeah.
I don't think in the way the law is done that you ever do.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to – I saw a guy, former real higher up in the CIA, just within the last month said, the sooner Americans – now, we're not that different here. The sooner Americans
– yes, we are.
We'll see. The sooner Americans stop believing that privacy is still a thing, the sooner they will start.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, yeah. We're just.
Yeah, no. Okay. There's lots of ways we are different, but this is not one of them, I don't think.
No,
the sooner Americans stop believing that there still is such a thing as online freedom, the sooner they'll start doing more to protect what they can, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no online freedom.
No. You are constantly, if someone wants to, being tracked or followed
Here's the deal. your Amazon stuff that shows up and, yep. and things that you've Googled,
yep.
right, shows up in the, on the right-hand side of your search
yep.
results and go, hey, you were looking for cabins in the Catskills. Mm-hmm. Why is it
how 2 years? How do you know that?
Yeah, 2 years later, I'm still seeing now ads yes. for, right, and you go, hey, that's odd. So then why is it that when... Yep.
Search. Tenacious, the tourism people in yep. the Catskills.
Well, I was going to say tenacious trannies. Why is that?
Whatever's on your mind, man.
Why? No, but this goes back to that long-standing. Yes, yes. Anyways,
truth.
Yeah. Lust. why does that, why do you think that that doesn't show up somewhere and isn't being
yeah.
recorded in some sort of, oh no, it's only the good things. Yeah. Where are the Baptist churches in South Ottawa?
No.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a second shot at the Baptists in 2 episodes of Audio Whiplash for those of you.
Okay,
probably deserved.
How about Pentecostal?
Sure.
We'll go with that. Where are the Pentecostal churches in
Where are
East
the Pentecostals
Ottawa?
At?
Where are all the Pentecostals at?
Things never heard at parties and rap shows.
Ever.
Ever. Probably about it on this. I got very little, man, but it, to
okay,
me it was...
but you know what? Just it's funny because when you look at things, and that was a link that you had shared with me, right? You
yep.
sent that on saying, hey, this is something I'd like to...
When I lobbed that into your municipal inbox.
Yeah, exactly. You get the little notification that comes up at the bottom of the screen, right? It says, Tall Can Audio has shared with you. And I'm like, okay, what do we got? And then yep. you just see the first little blurb and it says, FBI drops charges. And I'm like, ooh. And I'm thinking this is one of those things where they've...
I'm getting pre-outraged.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. And I'm already outraged. I'm thinking... Somebody's accused somebody of owning and possessing child porn, and then they go, oh, yeah, sorry about that. That was just a false accusation. And yeah. so I've already gone down that whole
yeah.
aisle where I'm like, yeah, fuckers, right? And shaking your fist going, I could accuse you of whatever. And then, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
It was the barest of evidence. And that's what I thought, oof.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I was already getting
yeah.
outraged.
Yeah.
Well, then turns out I'm just outraged, but for a totally different reason, right? So
yeah, like I said, this one is just interesting based on the – and like I said, we'll share the article. It'll be in the show notes, but you kind of go, I don't know. What a fucked up world, right? Like you just
– Well, that's – you know what? It's like the American government using, you know, Saddam Hussein to keep the Iranians
yeah.
off balance or,
yeah.
or paying Saddam Hussein to you know – cause disturbances and turmoil in that region and keep sort of agitation. It's like you gotta
bad
do
shit
you gotta do bad
good.
Shit for yeah, this is it. But to me that's
yeah.
that is honestly that is the world. It's a big scary world out there.
Yep.
Right? And so you look at it and go, I had to do a little bad to get a little good. And you go, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Bad just begets bad. Well, look at this. And Gaddafi, all these characters that keep resurfacing.
Always a character.
Yeah. Well, and Noriega in yeah. Central America, you just it goes on and on and on, right? And you go, yeah, that shit's come home to roost, and now I got to go take care of that. And the amount of that stuff that goes on, you just go, whoop, I got no, I'm better off just, when's the Golden Girls coming on? That
action
Blanche.
Figures on Amazon.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. But that's it,
yeah.
right? It just it's, you're, sometimes you can either get out there and be outraged by every single thing.
Or just live in your little bubble.
Or you're just best off going, la-di-da.
Let's la-di-da our asses on out of here.
Peace.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.